All right, I'm super excited because we're joined by one of my favorites, a hugely successful restaurateur, former chef for Oprah, Chef Art Smith is on the show. Hey, Chef, how are you today?
Hey, Anna, how are you doing, darling?
I'm okay. You know, you're known for your delicious comfort food, so when I saw some of your posts on social media, I just thought, oh my gosh, I need to make that, and I need to make that. And then I heard, I don't know if this is true, but I want to ask you about it. Did I hear this right? You gave out your cheddar biscuit recipe? Did that happen?
Yeah. And we have 100,000 views on that one. Can you believe that one? Yeah, there's some biscuity people. And did you also see where I lost 70 pounds?
I saw that something major happened to you, and I couldn't understand it. Is that what happened? You lost 70 pounds?
Yes, I would tell you something. You know, it's amazing, you know, when your house guest happens to be the most famous rugby player in all of Argentina. He came and he got stuck here, and he said, like, you're not going to sit around and eat hummingbird cake. And so I have been, you know, just, you know, working with, you know everybody needs a workout buddy, and just, you know, just trying to stay active. And he also has a very highly successful a show where he teaches a lot of people, like thousands, health and wellness. And I saw that, and I'm like, you know what? And then he said, like, why don't you do some cooking on a virtual? I'm like, well, I've seen it, people doing it, but I'm thinking, will anybody watch it? Lord Jesus, God, honey, Anna. It's like the sky opened.
Well, wait a minute. So I don't understand. How does comfort foods work with losing weight? Now, do those two things actually overlap and coincide? How does that happen?
Can I tell you, because he's an earshot, okay? Okay?
Come over here. Just whisper to us. Let us know.
Okay, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little secret, okay?
Okay.
I have had every trainer in the world come to me. You know that. Remember when I lost all that weight?
I do.
Wonderful guy in As Ferguson and then other ones and stuff. And the problem was, quite honest with you, you know, I get on these very restricted diets. And let's face it, darling, I'm the king of comfort. You know what? And when I go in my restaurants and people look at me like, you're not eating your food. You know, come on. All right. You know what I mean? But the reality is I am eating everything. It's all about portion control. And it's also about focusing on one, eating nutrient rich things like, you know, good protein and in lots of vegetables, which I'm big on. And I also, honey, every day I get out there on my, you know, there used to be a track. Every small town in America had a train that ran through it, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they took up the train track, and the University of Florida had a running track put in. Now, mind you, most people here they use it to walk the dog on. But I get out there in the morning, and when I first started, Anna, I was at 335 pounds. Can you believe that? Honey, there was a lot of me.
Uh-huh. And I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and darling, I just, you know what? I love being that king of comfort. I love being the fried chicken king. I love all that stuff. Thank you very much. Thanks to Oprah, all these people. But you know what? I want people to know that they can have their comfort, but learn to be comfortable with their health. You know, and so I'm really interested in taking what I do to a different level where I show people you can have that, but you can also take care of yourself. And I don't know what it was, turning 60 and you know, and having to come into Jesus, or turning 60 with four children that are like, oh, my God, what it is to be a dad. Tell me something. I want to tell you something. I mean, it's tough being a parent. But anyway, you know, I really have focused on that, on being the best I can. You know, we've all been traumatized. We've all are in shock of what's happened to us, okay, through this whole virus. Mm-hmm. You know, but the reality is we are American. We do not give up. OK, we keep going. All right. And we're also very inventive, and we can take a bad situation and turn it into a good situation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, if we can keep people's spirits up, I want to tell you something. I quit reading the news feed. Why? Because it depressed me and that wasn't healthy for me. And what happened was it became the narrative of my day. And being around my children, they look at me, they're like, Poppy, what's wrong with you? Okay? And so, you know, poor Lucas got stuck in the house with us, you know, all these months. And, you know, thank God, he said, why don't you come take a walk? You know, like, you know, get a yoga mat. Let me show you how to stretch. Let me show you how you can do this. And you know what? And I, and it's become a part of my daily. Honey, I do that. What's the Chinese breathing technique that you do? I do that one. You're going to be embarrassed. I can't remember.
You're just doing it.
Honey, I'm doing it all. Because at 60, you have to. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and I, and this show has taken off. And Maxwell Jenkins is my first celebrity. I love Lost in Space. You know, when I was a kid, it was my favorite show. You know, with my age, in the, you know, in the 60s, it was all about NASA. It was all about the race to the moon. It was all about, you know, space, you know, the far-reaching galaxy. And then when Netflix redid this show, which I just, I mean, well, I think one night I watched the whole series. I just got just so incredibly involved in it.
Chef, I think he's, isn't he from Chicago? Maxwell Jenkins.
Yes,
he's in Netflix's Lost in Space, right?
Yes, it is amazing. And this kid, who's 14 years old, Maxwell Jenkins, is an absolute genius. And he and that robot are incredible. I mean, the old Will Robinson, who I loved from the 60s, he was great. But this kid, talk about some energy and talk about his emotion that he can put in his acting is absolutely amazing.
He's spectacular.
I mean, really, really, really amazing.
Now, and you that, guys are, you know, I want to make sure we get the plug in here, Chef, because you're going to do an Instagram live event. We all can watch
exactly.
It. It's this Wednesday. Exactly. Tell us about it.
It's going to be Wednesday, Chicago time. Eastern time, I always get mixed up here. Eastern
it's 3 p.m.
Time, come on, 3 p.m. And that's Chicago time, 3 p.m. Eastern time is 4 p.m. And we're in Chicago, since we're there, we'd be watching, be 3 to 3:30 Central time, okay? Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we're making my out of this world in a far, far galaxy delicious mac and cheese.
Woo!
He's going to be making it with me. Isn't that cool?
Oh, I love it. In mac and cheese, is there something special about this one? Because I know your fried chicken was said to be the best fried chicken in Chicago when you were here with your Gold Coast restaurant that you could never get into.
But we still make it at Blue Door Kitchen in Garden. It's delicious. I'm telling you something. It's delicious. It's made with a lot of different cheeses, and you'll find out. I want to make people understand, too, that it is on Instagram Live, and it's at the Chef Art Smith. At D-T-H-E, Chef Art Smith, I'm verified. And then you just watch it, and you push my story, and you can watch it. But I only use, like, really good pasta. My favorite is I use, one of the great Barilla products, and I make that with it. And because I like a pasta with high semolina. The reason why. I mean, I'm not going to hate on American pasta, but some of the pastas, when you make mac and cheese out of them, you've had it before too, Anna. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
It's like eating glue. Okay?
Well, I'll tell you what, it does make such a difference when you buy something that's an upgrade from that, because you taste it and it's just like, oh, wow, there's a difference.
Well, right. And I like a mac and cheese that has, it's also al dente. You know what I mean? So as you take your spoon and you go down in that bowl, you've got this delicious, creamy cheesiness, and the pasta is kind of in this sea of creaminess, but yet not too creamy. And then there's this crust that it's just absolutely delicious. So you got creamy deliciousness and this crustiness. Lord God, Mother Joseph, Jesus, macaroni. It's fabulous.
No, I'm super hungry. We don't have much time here, but people are already asking, where can we get Chef Smith's biscuit recipe, since you have now made that public?
The biscuit recipe, I'll put it back online again. Just go to @TheChefArtSmith on Instagram, and I'll run it again, okay? But it's there, and also the mac and cheese recipe is on there. And also, too, if you go to our stories, I mean, to Instagram TV, I want Instagram to be a little bit more user-friendly. You know, I have a big audience. My biggest audience, by the way, is Chicago. 63% of the people that watch me are women. But I also have a huge Facebook, you know, audience. And so we put it on Facebook, too. But if you go there on stories,
you can also see me make the biscuits, which is easy. It really is. I want to say, all these recipes are all easy, okay? I was helping Oprah out. I have a famous recipe where we made it for the holidays. It's a turkey sausage and apple dressing. You know, we don't stuff a bird, we dress a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to it is the way you handle it. And that's how it is. It's with Southern food, if you handle it really carefully, then it just don't come across as a bunch of goopy stuff. If it's handled carefully, it's elegant. And it's really, really good. And I really appreciate our audience and people tuning in. And, you know, Lucas Castellera, my executive producer, works very hard. He's the cameraman. He's the light man. He's everything. I'm just a talent, and I just sit there and make stuff that I know. And you know, so we really, really appreciate it. And I'm so excited to have Maxwell, and he's so, so excited to cook with me.
Well, we'll be watching, Chef. We'll watch with you. It's at The Chef Art Smith on Instagram, at The Chef Art Smith, and it's 3 p.m.
Right.
Wednesday. Check it out. We got to have you on again because there's so much more I want to ask you about. You've gone back to your hometown, and you're changing the world.
Right.
Oh.
Exactly. You know, we're doing a lot of things. I have a partner where we're buying up buildings, and we're started planning. One of the first projects that we started, in fact, her daughter did. It's absolutely wonderful. It's called the Hatley Street Cafe. Honey, yeah. Can you imagine this little town that's very small has never had a real cafe, a real cappuccino, a real espresso? I mean,
Chef, I know. You know what? There's a whole story there. I want to. Can you check back in with us, like at the late end of this week or next week or something like that? I want to hear that story.
And then, okay. And then we'll do. And I love that, Anna. And I love WGN. And y'all are the voice of Chicago. And y'all have always been so good to me. And I'm really grateful for you letting me come on the show and talk.
Well, we're grateful for you. Thank you, Chef, and be well. And congrats on losing all that weight. We'll talk to you soon, okay?